Thank you, guys. Well,
5-4 Prince Albert with the victory today. That was a typical old-time Blades Raiders rivalry battle, and I applaud both teams for having the energy playing their third game in 3 days in order to put on that type of exhibition. Head coach Dan DeSilva with me. Who's got the birthday today in the family?
Well, it's not today. It's Sunday, but he was having his party here tonight in the little paradise area. So too bad we couldn't get the win for him, but I told him to have fun regardless of the result. So yeah. Hopefully he did.
All right. I think you have to be proud of the way your team battled tonight, regardless of what ended up happening.
I am. You know, they're in there right now. Their heads are down. They're feeling it. They're disappointed at the result, right? But, you know, we're not so result-focused. We're focused on the process and playing the right way and doing the right things. And, you know, if you look at the game, I thought we played solid. Like you said, it's the end of a 3-3 for both teams, but the rivalry amps up the adrenaline for both sides. And, you know, a bad bounce, I thought a bad call at the end of the first period on to come out shorthanded in that scrum. And, you know, it's some bad breaks right now, but that's the game of hockey. Sometimes they're on your side, sometimes they're not. And we definitely did enough stuff and played well enough to win. We just didn't get the result tonight.
Definitely bad bounces. The Christensen goal glances off two players, which was supposed to be a pass, and ends up in the net. And then the winning goal is actually trying to be put into the corner and ends up being deflected up into the net, which, again, hard to blame the goaltender on.
It is, and I mean, like I said, that's hockey. It's hockey. The bounces go your way sometimes they don't. So, again, that's why we're process-focused, not so much on the result-focused. We're, you know, we look at the week, and we go 3-1 on the week after, you know, not being our best in the five games prior to that. So this is, in my opinion, a step in the right direction. We had a really good week. We played really, really well this week, and it's just disappointing right now to end the week off with a loss. But we have to look at the week as a whole and just know that we did lots of good things.
Jackson?
Does it make it all the more impressive knowing how many guys are out of the lineup, call-ups into the lineup, new acquisitions, just to see the team gel together so quickly over 3 days?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of teams that are missing guys, so we have had that next man up mentality, and Gavin Clark had an assist again tonight, and like these guys are stepping up for us, right? And that's, you know, that's crucial for their development. It's crucial for our team depth down the road. When we get guys back, that they know that the players that are stepping up and playing well right now, they know that they're what they're capable of doing. They know that they're not just passengers on this team. If they're fourth liners, they're not, their minutes are extremely valuable, and they know now that they can contribute night in and night out, and we need them to, right, to have success. So this is a really great time for our young group to develop here and get lots of opportunity, so when we get guys back, we're just that much better for it.
I'll pick two guys out of the pile, not just tonight, but all weekend, Gavin Clark and Ben Botel. Just yep. Talk about their games this weekend and seeing the growth from back in September to now.
Yeah, and so those are the big two for me, right? Those are the two that barely got elevated from the fourth line. Benny is on the first line with Coop and Olsen, and Clarkie's on the second line with Harsanyi and Lang, right? And they were ready for their opportunity, right? They wouldn't just be given it. Nothing's just given in our lineup. It's always earned, and they've been earning it through practice and in the gym and staying late and getting on early, all that stuff, right? They're working on their game. They're taking the coaching, and sometimes it takes guys longer than others, right? But they've both played extremely well. They've filled some big shoes for us, and it's great to see them having some success. And unfortunately for Benny Botel, like, he is one of our most consistent players night in and night out. He's just a little bit snake bitten right now, but that kid, man, he's got a bright future. And once he gets a couple, the floodgates are going to open. I truly believe that.
How anxious are you to get working with Caden Allen now that he's finally here and get some practice time in with him?
Yeah, the timing for him was, you know, very extremely unfortunate just with his delayed travel, getting here on a day of a game, not being able to play that game. And he hasn't even had a practice with our team. He had took one morning skate yesterday for about 15 minutes, and you know, it's never easy stepping in and not understanding completely the systems and all that stuff. And he admittedly didn't feel great last night. I'm sure he didn't feel great tonight with just the back-to-back and everything going on. So day off tomorrow, obviously, for our guys. And then, you know, getting a good practice with Caden, some good video time so that, you know, the last game before the break here, we can kind of, you know, push and get him in up to speed.
And it is the last game before the break. And as a result, it's easy for kids to start thinking ahead to, oh, I'm going to be going home, time for Christmas, all the rest of that stuff, but you still have the old saying, 60 more miles to go on Wednesday against the Memorial Cup hosts.
Yeah, exactly, and that's, you know, it's going to be a good challenge for us, and The guys are good. I don't hear much talk about Christmas break. They're really focused on what we have to do. So we know that, you know, we got a day off of practice and one more 60-minute effort here before we head out on break.
Good. Dan, thanks for this. We look forward to Wednesday at home.
Thanks, Les.
Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us. We're underway, and